Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
All right, joining us on Algoa FM Breakfast is award-winning South African television and film actress, businesswoman and human rights activist, UN ambassador, UCT graduate. The list is quite a mouthful. Nomzamo Mbatha. Hello, how are you?
I'm fantastic, Charlie. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Can't complain. Listen, firstly, congratulations on your role in the brand new Eddie Murphy movie, Coming to America 2. Well done.
Thank you so much.
Now, listen, the first Coming to America movie was released in 1988. You must have been like 3 years old back then, but I'm sure you got to watch it on later on in life, eh?
Oh, I was non-existent. I was still a thought when my mother and father met.
It's the thought that counts.
The film is older than myself. So yeah. I think I probably, the first earliest memory I have of it, I must have been like 9 or 8 because my dad had the VHS tape in the house.
Yeah.
It's not only I was like in my teenage years when it became, you know, part of my top 5 films. So I was like, yeah, I definitely should not have seen this when I was 8. but yeah, one of my top 5 favorite films of all time.
Awesome stuff. Listen, how did this come about from the days of Telenova, Isibaya? And you captured the hearts of South African for almost 7 years as Tendeka. How did it all come about?
Sheesh. You know what? In 2019, after I felt like I'd done so much with my career, I wanted to go and, you know, and immerse myself in Hollywood and see what Hollywood had to offer. So I made the big move in January of 2019, crossing over to California. And, you know, 5 months in, I was frustrated. I was done. I was like, I'm ready to go home. You know, life is easy at home than trying to crack it in Hollywood. And the call came. I was in Abu Dhabi shooting something with the United Nations. And my agent at the time said, listen, you need to fly back to LA because I have a big audition, you know. And I thought, I don't want to spend more money on auditions.
Yeah.
But he was like, yo, this is Coming to America and this is the role that they want you for. I was like, well, fire the jet. And, you know, I went back to LA, did my audition. Straight from the audition, I went straight to the airport, got on a flight, landed in South Africa, and I was off to rehearsals because I was hosting co-hosting the South African Music Awards that year. So, yeah, it was a whirlwind of a Coming to America experience, even with the audition.
So you interviewed for the role. When did you find out you got the part? And where were you exactly when you found out?
I had just come back from the FNB Stadium. It was the Soweto Derby, yes. And it happened to also be my grandmother's birthday.
Oh.
And I was just tired. Yeah, I was tired and it was late in the evening and I just went out for dinner with some friends and I got the call from my manager and agent and they said, yo, we've got some news. And I thought they were going to tell me that I didn't get the role because I thought, two of you are calling me at the same time? Yeah, somebody wants to buffer the other. So they called and they said, no, you've got the part. And I boo-hooed, cried.
I was about to ask you, what was your reaction? Did you cry? Did you scream?
I was so dumbfounded and I just sobbed.
Yeah. 33 years later, Coming to America 2 is about to be released. Big blockbuster names, just by the way, including you. Tell us about your character in the movie.
Her name is Mirembe, and yeah. I'm so excited that, you know, we are in the week that is leading up to finally, you know, the big day.
Yeah.
Her name is Mirembe. She's a barber. So she's not your conventional woman in Zamunda because most women in Zamunda are expected to be rose petal bearers,
yes,
or be the bathers for the prince and the king. But she's a barber, so she cuts hair for a living and she's got big dreams. You know, she's rooted in who she is. She's sassy, she's charming, she's witty as well, but she knows so much about, you know, the Zamundan traditions and the Zamundan history. And of course, when the long lost bastard prince is brought back to Zamunda, it changes her world.
Now you mentioned your groomer, barber. Well, as we know, it's a place where anyone can sit down and reflect and share with their groomer. And I imagine this is where Eddie Murphy's character, King Akim, finds solace in your grooming chair.
Well, I mean, his son finds solace in the grooming chair. That's as much as I'll say.
Now, you find yourself in good company. Eddie Murphy, Arsenio Hall, James Earl Jones, Wesley Snipes, to mention but a few. What was it like meeting these Hollywood celebs and also to work with them?
So amazing. An out-of-body experience. You know, it's so strange. I told myself, I was like, yeah, you're going to come back to your body when this is all over, because right now we just don't know what is happening, you know. But what an incredible experience to watch them transform from being Prince Akim to being Clarence in the barbershop, and then to Randy Watson on stage. Wow. You know, all the prosthetics that are used, the makeup, the hair to transform these characters. Just an incredible experience. And I just learned so, so, so much. And of course, you know, so many incredible people who, you know, this is Hollywood royalty.
Yeah, this is
people who changed the face of Hollywood in the 80s and have still continued to leave, you know, such hectic legacies even today.
Two links in the movie, obviously yourself. And I see your character poster. You proudly wear a costume that will look familiar to many South Africans. Care to tell us about the outfit and its designer?
Proudly South African.
Oh, yes.
My Xhosa Bafuma, which is so awesome. I remember when I was doing the fittings, I said, oh my God, you got my Xhosa, you know, and Ruth Carter said, oh, you know my Xhosa? I was like, we know my Xhosa. This is, you know, and I'd tell everyone in the palace, I'd be like, this is African luxury. I hope you guys know you're wearing African luxury.
Ruth Carter was also involved in the design of Black Panther, the outfits in the movies as well.
Was. I mean, she's an Oscar-winning costume designer and just received her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. So she's a big deal.
Well, I tell you what, we're looking forward to the release of the movie. Just quickly, briefly, you are in the States. You want to tell us what the situation is like currently in the US? We just had the elections.
You know, I think America went through a very horrible phase. And right now it's going through a phase where they're trying to rebuild, you know, rebuild the image of America that, you know, they stand as, and then they say, you know, America the Great. And for a very long time in the recent past few years, it wasn't America the Great. I think there's a lot of rebuilding happening, you know, and it's beautiful to witness the change. I was here when all the marches for Black Lives Matter was happening. I was in the streets marching with my friends as well, who grew up in this country. So for me, it's beautiful to watch the different transformations obviously happening. And, you know, I think this movie as well is going to be the great unifier. It's the reunion that we all need. We had a tough 2020, and we just need to be together in laughing and joining again, you know, in a beautiful story that gives us escapism. So, you know, theaters will be showing the film. Theaters are going to be COVID regulated, of course. You know, every single theater that's going to be screening the film is definitely going to have all the procedures in place. So nobody has to worry about anything.
Well, Nomzamo, there's so much that we can talk about, but time is running out. We wish you all the best. And thank you for joining us on the show. And looking forward to seeing you in the brand new Coming to America 2 here in South Africa. The movie is due for release on the 5th of March. Nomzamo Mbata, thank you so much. And we wish you all the best.
Charlie, I really appreciate it. Thank you for a great chat.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.